Hello, everyone. Welcome to She's an Outlander, a podcast dedicated to the television show Outlander. My name is Stacey.
And I'm Lisa.
And welcome back.
Yes.
Now diving in to season six. We're now on episode two.
Allegiance,
which, it's been a minute since I think I've rewatched this one.
When I rewatched it, I was like, oh, I didn't realize so many things happened in this episode, because I have bits and pieces where I'm like, that happened this episode, because I don't know why it kind of all blends in.
Totally. Well, and it's such a condensed season too, so you forget that like certain episodes are just like bam, 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 like so much all together.
Yeah, for sure.
But yes, so hopefully everybody's doing well. This fine, I don't know, it's not spring yet, but it's almost spring.
Oh, it's getting there.
It's getting there.
Let's have hope. It's good. Get the snow tires off.
Yeah, the snow's melting.
For those of you that have snow, the snow tires are coming off.
If
you're in a warm climate, then, you know,
where you don't
I envy
have
you.
Where you don't require to have two sets of tires for your vehicle,
Exactly.
you lucky ducks.
Allegiance, though, this title, it's got a lot of ties to it.
Lot
So
of meanings.
I do quite like this title, and I love watching things again, because you're always going to pick up something else.
Totally.
You're always going to pick up an inflection or like something that
Yeah.
you didn't hear before.
Yeah,
So.
absolutely.
Yeah.
Totally. Okay, so as Lisa said, this episode is titled Allegiance. And so this one's written by Steve Kornacki and Allison Evans, and then directed by Kate Cheeseman, who, if I'm not mistaken, directed Up One, I believe.
She's directed a few things, I
Yeah.
think, hasn't she?
So I'm assuming one and two must have been a block kind of done together or something. But this one also kind of does a cold open. So we don't start with the intro theme. We start immediately with Jamie and Ian arriving to greet Chief Bird at the Cherokee.
Yes, can I say I liked the overhead opening with the I love the cinematography in this show, where they've got, I
Beautiful.
guess, the drones or whatever it is going over top of this amazing scenery. It's just breathtaking. So that really struck me in the beginning when it first opened up.
And the production design of like the whole Cherokee village is like so stunning.
Yeah.
It's like just so beautiful. And I know we're in America, but we know that they filmed it in Scotland. And just how like green, like there's so much greenery, the grass. I know it sounds stupid. Oh, the grass is so green, but like if you look at our grass right now, it ain't that
Yeah,
pleasant.
yeah, yeah.
So I do know God knows what order they shot everything in this season between COVID and Katrina's pregnancy, but I know that I feel like they filmed some of this stuff towards the end of filming, like closer to May-ish when they were filming, which when you see how green the grass is and like all that kind of stuff,
Well,
like
and there's
it
like
would
snow
have to
on the
be.
ground at the ridge, which is quite odd. This
Yeah,
episode,
I never even clocked that.
literally, like we'll get to it, but
Hot
there's snow on the
nudie.
ground and there. Okay, it's in a whole other place. How many hours away is
I was gonna
this
say, how far
place?
away? Can someone
Yeah.
tell us after looking at a map? How far away is the Cherokee? Okay, but yeah, and so basically the crux of this scene, because we know as of last episode, Jamie accepted the position as Indian agent on behalf of the Crown. So him and Ian have gone and they're talking to Chief Bird, right? And the main request is that they want weapons and they want guns, right?
Yeah.
And it's very interesting to watch Jamie navigate this, because we know why he's reluctant,
Yeah.
but like watching him try to justify why he's reluctant to even ask, like they're wanting him to just ask the king and he's like, I'll consider it.
Well, and Ian's like looking at him like,
He
what? Like,
doesn't
I don't
get it.
understand. Like, they don't have that,
He doesn't have the knowledge.
the knowledge, or that, you know, he doesn't have the ability to read him as well. So he doesn't really know what's going on there.
Well, and I don't know that I realized upon watching this again that like Ian didn't really understand the consequences of the war that is gonna come. Like, I guess I just assumed that like they would have told him everything once, he
Well, I
figured out
mean,
Claire
and
was a
Jamie
time
doesn't know
traveler.
everything. He just suspects. Like, he doesn't quite
Yeah.
know what's so like about
But
any
he
of it.
knows that the British are
Oh,
gonna
correct. Yeah,
lose.
yeah, yeah.
Like, but it doesn't seem like Ian was letting on that secret just yet. And that Jamie
Was
says that
planning to.
he's gonna have to switch sides at a certain point in time, right?
Yeah.
And it's interesting too, because Chief Bird is mentioning too that he's basically saying, we might choose to fight with the king, but their main reason for wanting that is to be able to protect themselves and protect their land and
And
themselves
fair
from
enough, like
settlers
that's, I get it.
that are continuing to come in.
Right.
I wrote down the quote, if the king cannot keep his people where they belong, how can he protest when we defend our land? So we saw that struggle in season 4 when they were first settling on the ridge, and like
He's
obviously,
calling him Bear Killer, so that references.
yes, hello, I like you, Bear Killer.
Well.
And so yeah, Jamie says he will consider it. And yeah, you can see Ian really doesn't sort of agree, but he says I'll consider it, but I cannot promise it. And Chief Bird at least like respect that he's not bullshitting him and isn't like, okay, yeah, totally. He's like, I'll consider it.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, interesting kind of setting the scene. And then this is where we get the Skyboat song,
Opening credits, yeah.
the intro, and we see, that Sam and Katrina are executive producers for the whole season now. Because that came in,
Yeah.
what, partway through season 5, I want
I
to
think
say.
so, yeah.
So like from the get-go. Okay, and so then after that, we kind of go into, we can see that already Tom Christie and the Fisherfolk are starting to build a church on the ridge.
And where's their houses? They're not, they have their tents still, and they're busy building this church.
Exactly, and he keeps
Jamie's not feeling
touting,
that.
yeah, and he keeps touting that, and you can tell why this like irks Jamie, that kind of like that sanctimonious,
Yes.
like moral
Yes.
superiority of
Building a
like
home for God before ourselves and all of
yourselves,
this. Yeah. And that's the thing, like, he's starting to mimic his behavior at Ardsmuir. And
Jamie's
so he's
not
like, not on my land, you won't be doing that here.
he's not digging those vibes at all. And yeah, we can see like the fisherfolk are, helping and that kind of stuff. And yeah, they're all literally in sort of like tents, like covered tents. And
Yeah.
this is where Claire is attending to Tom's hand, because I forgot episode 1 she fixes his hand, like episode the first the
Yeah,
one
yeah.
hand.
And it's yeah. And so she's and I love their banter. Can I just say, honestly, like Katrina and Mark kill me. Like the Claire and Tom
Yes,
scenes,
Mark Lewis
absolutely,
Jones.
yeah, they've killed it this season. Like they're like some of my favorite scenes.
So
And I love their
good.
like little bickering and how she's like, I can fix this other hand. It's just going to get worse. And he's like, well, St. Paul says to
Yeah,
Timothy,
if the
and she's like,
Lord decrees it be
and
this way, and
she's like,
her battle, her never-ending beef with Saint Paul, just
she's like,
like
St. Paul met a woman he can't out argue. So that's what that
I
was about.
loved that. Yeah, because
Yeah.
he says like, oh, if this infirmity, infer what does he call it, infirmity, infirmity, no, infirmity is
Well, and
that.
then you got Malva kicking in with some business about women not talking or something. Like, I was
Yeah,
just like.
he says, Valva. What does it say, or whatever? But he's basically this: if this infirmity be God's, will, then so
Yeah.
be it.
And then she was talking about the goat. Was it the goat?
Yeah.
Oh,
Well,
yeah. Like,
she was like, "Why did you have me fix your goat's leg? If that was
isn't it
God's
God's
will,
will to
then
have the broken
like,
leg? Yeah.
is your life less important than that
I
of a
love how
goat?"
she challenges him. She's not messing around with
I'm
him.
like, "My
She
girl,
is messing around with him because she likes to challenge him to get his
my
goat.
girl." Yeah. And then it, and he immediately he does it, and I just love how she calls him, because he doesn't like, he just listens to her and then immediately goes like, are you familiar with the letter from Saint Paul to Timothy?
She's like,
And
listen, I
the
don't want to hear about him.
freaking Saint Paul can shove it.
Yeah.
And this is where Malva, of course, knows the quote, and she bump you know jumps in with like, something, da, 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 suffer not a woman to teach nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence. And that's our
We
Claire
know what
literally
Claire
is
thinks of
like,
that nonsense.
lols, yeah, clearly St. Paul also met a woman he could not out argue. She's like, no, better to shut up the entire, sex than try to argue your point fairly. Sure, just shut us all up, because you can't actually debate.
Argue it. Yeah, that's
Sure.
right. Love it.
And Malv is like, you can tell Malv is like so interested
This
by
woman
this.
is like got her hair loose and she's doing her stuff and she's,
Talking back?
oh, and she's sewing hands.
What is sewing?
What's this? What is
That
this sorcery?
sounds so weird. She's sewing hands. And then he, of course, he sends Malva off, and then she just kind of basically clocks him, being like, "I know why you don't want to do this. It's you're afraid. You're afraid of
And that's
her."
like ding 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 ding. Maybe he will do it because,
Right.
well, we'll
But
see.
and then she goes, "You know, but it won't hurt. I have something called ether that puts you to sleep."
Oh,
And I'm
that's
like,
even
"Claire,"
worse.
I was like, "Claire, coming on too
Right,
strong.
like let's just not show our hand.
You're not helping with the witchcraft, girl."
Nope, certainly not.
But he says no. And then right after this, we see like Claire exit, and she sees Alan and Malva just kind of right outside, sharpening tools and doing their things. And yeah, Malva's really interested in talking about how they were, oh, we were talking about how it's so
Yeah.
interesting you being a woman and
Well, now it's trying to shut her
doctoring.
down, and she's like, I'm interested. I would love to learn and all this.
And he says something like,
Yeah.
does Alan say something like, "Some might
Call it,
accuse that of
yes,
witchcraft,"
witchcraft.
and she's like, "Well, it's not the first time I've heard that." And then that's where she invites Malva, saying, "I'm going to be checking." And I love it. She calls Marcy her daughter. She says, "Oh, I'm going to be visiting
Yeah.
my daughter, tomorrow. If you'd like to accompany me." And Alan.
Alan,
Alan immediately is like, "Oh no, like
you have chores and all this.
shutting that down." And then yeah, okay, and then from here we go back. We go back to
Have a
Ian
big
and
star
Jamie.
beside this scene.
I try not to take too many
This
notes, like
is
just go
like
with the
so
vibes.
awesome. Let me just say, like, I didn't
So
take too many notes on this
funny.
either because he's
Yeah.
just like asleep and they're. And
Ian,
you can tell
yes.
he thinks he's with Claire at first because he's like, da da da, okay, takes her
Froggy.
hand or
He's
whatever.
smiling.
And then he's like, hold on a second. I'm not at home. What is this?
What is
And then he's
happening?
like, oh dear. And then he doesn't want to like, he's such a gentleman still. Cause he's still like, I don't want to say to these ladies to me, I don't want to scare them, but I don't want to like, I don't want them around
I don't
here.
want to panic. I don't want to.
Yeah,
Well,
don't
and
want to
it's so
cause a
funny because how many times have we, and for anybody who's lost, this is where Ian and Jamie are sleeping in one of the times at in the Cherokee, and the two women come in and are naked and like slip into Jamie's bed. And how many times have we seen this man? Like, he's a Highlander. Like, he's like high alert. Like, he's like jumped out of bed, like at alert for whatever. And then he like wakes up and like clocks, and I kind of feel like at first he's not sure if it's real. Like, he's like, "Is this
an
Ian?
apparition? Like, what is going on?
Ian, I think there's a woman in my bed." And
And I
then he
love how
just
Ian's like, there's two,
the
uncle.
other one's at your feet
He is
waiting her
having
turn.
a blast with this. And he's just like,
Jamie's so cheesed.
what do they think I am? And then she grabs him where it counts and he's like, Christ! And she goes, no, they didn't think you're him.
No, they didn't think you're him, Uncle.
Oh my gosh.
And he's like, he's trying to be tactful, and he's trying, like you said, he's trying to like
Madam,
shut it down.
madam,
Madam,
I
no, what does he say?
cease,
Madam, cease.
cease. Madam,
Madam,
cease.
cease.
You're both very beautiful, but I have tell them I have an oath to my I have an
I have an
oath
oath
to
upon
my
me.
wife, fidelity. He's trying, and they're just like, what? He's like, she
Yeah.
didn't care very much. Like she's just like going all
Doesn't
over him still.
seem to care. And so then he's like, "Okay, I'll try my best." He's like, "But I don't speak Cherokee that much. I speak Mohawk." And then what he ends up saying to them is like nothing about marriage, but he goes into
No.
like he has made a promise to the chief and to the
He said
creator or
he had a
something.
dream that the creator came to him in a dream to say that he could not lie with a
And
woman until
he delivered on
the
this
deliver
promise
this.
of
Yeah, and he's
this
like,
getting
what?
done.
Tell them this? Like he hasn't
He's
even.
like, "You did what? You said
Yeah, he did
what?"
it on purpose. He's like, oh yeah, I didn't really have much time. And then it's so funny how he tells them like they're just, oh, it's too bad because.
Your red hair.
Well, you have a really nice like, and he's like, oh, just tell them to go. Like he's so like, get away from me. And you know the
Right.
part, like the thing is for book readers, I did not read this. I think I
That's
read a bit of
funny.
this section. It becomes well, the thing is they've omitted this, but doesn't he come home and Claire has a big laugh about this? Like he finds out. I think that would have been
Yeah.
funny to like add. Like, I feel like that would have been like she would, because she had a big laugh. She's like, tell me right now what happened. And then they had this big, like, laugh about it.
They went more into the like, I must have you now. And she's like, okay. Yeah, and then they make a crack about like, but the kids, if we were to have kids, it might come out with red hair. And he's like, what's the matter with that?
Yeah, he's like, I don't think they want this or
I
whatever. And
don't
he's
think
like,
they
well,
want
it's not
that.
gonna happen, is it?
And then I love, and then they leave, and then I love my favorite. He's like, you'd do best to stifle your glee over there, as he's like laughing his
So
ass off.
funny.
Oh God, that was a good scene. And now, oh, and this, okay, so now this is where Claire is at Marsley and Fergus's, checking on Marsley again, and Malva kind of pops up, and
Yeah,
because
kids are
she's
all on the
curious,
porch making noise and
they're like,
doing.
"Ah, intruders!" They're mad. All the kids are like, "Ah!" She's like,
And she's
"Okay."
approaching. See, they're smart, these children. They know when trouble's coming.
No, they sense it. But so she's curious, and so she, comes to, observe. And Marsley's like filled with cracks. She's like, "Oh, we'll get a good look at this lass."
Yeah.
What does she say? I wish
Something
I
about like
remember
not
the
letting him
quote.
touch you or something like this,
Don't,
or
if you do find a man, don't let him touch you, or
because or
else
else you're gonna
you'll
end up
look like
like,
this.
yeah.
She wants that baby out. She's like trying to determine the position. She's like, it seems to me like the correct w position would be out of my womb. She's like so done.
So she tries to take her pulse, she sees the bruise, and then she's
Bruises
like,
again.
okay, like Alma or
No,
Alma.
ma
Malva, can
al
you
Alma, no, ma Malva.
Malva, can you get out of here? Like,
Basically, go
basically.
tend to the kids or
Yeah.
whatever, and is more like, okay, what is this? Has Fergus like, is Fergus like, done this to you, or is he not helping? Like, is he not even helping you with the
I mean,
kids?
this is her son. Like, she's like not good, like, even though she was gone forever, but like, this is somebody that,
Yeah, that
she's
she's known
like,
since he was 11 years
yeah.
old, and well, she knows. Both her and Jamie know that like he's not acting himself.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And he's not really, he's not present. And she's even like, you shouldn't be running around after the little ones this
Her
heavily
feet were
pregnant.
swollen.
Very swollen. Like, I'm not too worried, but like, I would feel better if you come up to the big house and stay with us until the baby's born. And then she sees sort of the bruises. And then this is where Marsley sort of explains, like, okay, no, it was my fault, which it's interesting that they set that up, because so many. In domestic violence situations, it's like it's so common that the victim is like, oh, but it's my fault. But when she explains the logistics,
She
it's
like
like,
attacked him with
I
a.
literally swung at him with like a pan or something, and he grabbed my wrist to stop it, clearly very hard. And she is just like, I'm just
Bruised.
so tired of him being not here, of
And
him being
drunk.
drunk.
And she's like, well, what's going on? What is afflicting him, basically? And then she's
Yep.
like, don't, like,
I
he
know.
just can't forgive himself for, he
Guilt and
wishes
shame. Yeah.
that he had been there. And all this, and she was like, and it didn't even. And then she starts to bring up Claire's,
Yeah.
because she
And it
says,
wasn't even
"Well,
what
what happened
happened
to
to
me wasn't
you.
even as half as worse, like basically as
Yeah.
worse as what happened to you." And then she's just like,
Katrina's
right off,
so good here.
yes, I know, it's just right off the bat, Claire's just going
Her
right back to, like, she's,
eyes glaze over. Like, I swear you
yeah,
can
and
see like
she leaves,
the flashback, and she does this weird like stretch twitch with her neck,
yeah.
where you can see she's trying to shake it off, and Marsley clocks it and goes like, oh,
Oh, I didn't
I'm
mean to
sorry,
upset you.
we end up, so she's like, oh no, it's just a headache, just a
Marsley
headache.
knows she's full of it anyway. She's just like, okay, we'll move on from this, but I know that you're not having a headache. Like,
Well, and then from there we immediately cut to Claire returning to her surgery
oh,
on the
yeah.
ridge, kind of in panic mode. And then not only does she hear Lionel, but she like, it's like a jump scare, she like kind of sees his reflection in the glass of the door.
Yep.
And she's about to have like a full-on panic attack, and immediately goes for the ether. And so we're like,
That's a fantastic scene for Katrina too. She's just very like panicked, her hair's even on end,
yep.
and she's grabbing like the.
It's, I remember watching it the first time too, being like, this is becoming, we can see that what this is being used for, it's for those moments where she's in a full panic attack. Like,
She just shut the voice out.
It's the panic button, shut down, reset, make it stop. I need this to end, right? And in a time where there aren't, there isn't necessarily like therapy and counselors where you can get support and talk about this stuff
Well,
and
that's
get
it.
grounding, because in today's day and age, it would be grounding tools, right? Like things to exit out of a panic attack, to realize that you're safe, whether it's like five things that you
Well, none
can
of that has
see,
even hit
four things
the.
you can touch, three things you can smell. No, like that doesn't even exist yet. So there's nothing, right? So it's her way of
Coping.
coping. Yeah, it's just shutting it down, reset, make it stop.
Yeah.
It's a creepy shot too. It's like such a jump scare when you see him in the
Dr.
Dr.
Rawlings.
Rawlings. Oh,
Oh,
that
my.
asshole. Okay, and then so from there, so Claire's gone to have an ether nap. And now we cut to, so we're with Roger and Bree in their cabin, and we can see Bree's been
Making matches, which is,
oh,
unfortunate
so
for the rest
smart.
of the future there.
Like, it's not like she doesn't know why she originally came back,
Yeah. Well,
girl.
they've determined it's like a mistake or something. I don't know what
Like,
like they just don't know
oh.
when.
Right. So yeah, so she's there. And Roger, da, 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 da.
Roger basically is telling her how Granny Wilson
Oh, right.
funeral, Hiram Crombie's mother-in-law's died, and
Died.
they've asked Roger to
To do
preach
the
the.
service. Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
Tom's asked him to sort of do the service and
So
do
she's like, "But why?
the
Like, what do you do?" He's like, "Well, I can do that. That's fine, or whatever." He's gonna
right.
do that.
She's like, and then I love, she's like, she puts her like bandana back over her face. She's like, I'm gonna go take this outside, because it's like, because because she's working with phosphorus, right? Which is
Yeah.
what Claire was talking about, that we know that Lord John sent them. And you get a little science lesson. She keeps it in a jar of water because it ignites when exposed to air.
Oh
So
God,
great.
rough times.
Oh, Lord. Da, 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 da. And
Then,
then this is where we get
okay,
Jamie
so
returning.
he's just busting a gut to get through the door, and he throws his
Miss,
coat right in
yeah.
Mrs. Bug's face, right? Just
The coat
boom.
rack. She's a coat rack. Hi, Mr. Boom. Throws
Oh
his
my
coat.
gosh, like I don't even know what this.
It's a cute scene. It's a funny scene, but just yeah, immediately, and Claire's like, not in her shift, but not fully dressed. Like, she's got her corset on and her skirts, but like, she wouldn't be walking around the house like that. And Saznak, I must have you. And she's
She's
like,
like, what
what?
now?
Did you not hear me say I must have you now? What, right now or
No.
whatever? And they have that, like,
Well, and then they cut downstairs where like the ceiling is
and
like,
Mrs. Bug is listening. I found it such a weird,
it's a very strange scene. I'm
it was
sorry, like
kind of reminiscent to the very first episode when it's not Mrs. Graham, but it's whoever the
Oh
innkeeper
right, the
is
Mrs.
listening
Baird.
to,
Baird, Mrs.
Mrs.
Baird or Mrs.
Baird
Bird.
maybe, listening to Frank and Claire here in
The man's, yeah, okay. Yeah,
like
the bread and
the
breakfast, yeah.
squeakiest
Well, I
bed
mean,
ever.
yeah, so it was just,
But and she smiles, and Mrs. Bug had the same reaction. She looked up, but then she kind of smiled, and I was like, that's so
it's
odd.
not really, yeah, so that, I have to say that particular, I love the after, like the pillow talk after. This is a business, it was a bit, I don't know,
No time for foreplay. The man has
it was a bit,
needs
but it was
right
just very,
now.
like, odd. So anyways, it was just a strange, but yeah,
Yeah.
it was funny, and then I liked the pillow talk after is very sweet,
Where
and
they're literally
well,
laying
I
on the
mean, she
floor.
says,
I can't
"I
believe,
like
hey,
you, I love you, I worship you," and
I must have my cock inside you.
yes.
Why didn't you want to say that one out loud, Lisa?
Well, that would be a
Anyway,
little.
but yeah, and like, yeah, she's like, I'm trying to rank your phrases in terms of relative sincerity.
Sincerity. And he's like,
And they're literally lying
I
on
meant
the
every one of
floor.
them, especially the
To that
last
last,
one. Especially
especially
the
the
last
last
one.
one. I actually remember being shocked that they kept that line in the book,
Well, he's
in the
also, I'd have you
show.
on your knees this minute. That's another thing he
Well,
says.
because sometimes, like, they say these things to each other all the time in the book, and you're like, oh my God. And you can get away with it in a book, but there are certain, like, some lines just do not translate well to screen. You
Well,
gotta
just
be
like look
very
down while I
careful.
take you. That's nonsense. Like that from before.
Yeah. Well,
Like that doesn't work.
and another one that I thought it was funny. Sam played it well, and Katrina played it really well, because it's like, if you don't deliver it right, it's cringe.
Right, yeah.
But there's it reminds me of the one from Turtle Soup where he says, oh, quite a body woman. You're what is it, your nipples staring at
Oh
me
my God.
like cherries.
See, but that went fine. I feel like that went fine.
I know.
It
I
was just
remember
like,
reading that on the
because she's wearing
page.
a sh like she's wearing something where you would be able to say that.
Yeah,
But
yeah.
like the difference with the barn scene in season five was
Yes.
that they're fully clothed, big
Look,
sporran pa fanny pack thing in the way,
look down to
and he's
what?
like, look down, look, looks. Well, just eliminate that line,
Yeah.
period, because it doesn't make sense.
So silly. But yeah, you're lucky you're married to an old man, Sasnak, or I'd have you on your knees with your arse in the air this
This minute.
minute.
And she's like, well then, okay, I'm, glad you missed me, because I missed you too. And then he wants to talk to her
Says, I must
about.
ask you a question, right? And I know that you don't always know everything, but I have to ask. And he wants to know if she knows what side the Cherokee fight on when the war comes. And Claire, as usual, is typically like, I just know the
I did not
broad
pay attention in
strokes.
history class. We did not have this class. That's what she's probably saying.
Well, she wouldn't have
I
had
would, I
in-depth
know, I'm
American
kidding.
history either.
I know.
Although, I don't know, in high school, I remember studying the French Revolution quite thoroughly.
Well, I think it depends what classes you decide to take, right? So I
Yeah.
think she just maybe didn't take that class. She's busy taking
Maybe.
the herbal, the
Yeah.
medicines or something. She's not.
Whatever high school was like in the 19, when was she born?
So
19.
1930s, she'd be going to high school, I guess, early 30s.
Yeah, in the 30s. So whatever they teach, whatever they teach women in school. But yeah, and so she's like, and his concern is he's concerned with rearming the Cherokee, and those weapons could very well, if they side with the British, they could very well be used against them. But he also doesn't feel great about leaving them with an inability to protect themselves. So his conscience is really wrestling with it, and Claire can see that too. And she's just like, I know whatever you'll decide, you'll do the best that you can.
Yep. And she's always there encouraging him. It's always, and he encourages her too, but like she's always there really giving these great encouraging. She doesn't tell him what to do, but she helps him come to the conclusion that he needs to
Yeah,
come to, right?
the sounding board and talk
Yeah,
through what he
exactly. Yeah.
needs. Because there's a lot of weight. I noticed it in season seven a lot, but I'm seeing it as we rewatch six too, of like he really does shoulder some heavy burdens. Like there's
There's
a
a lot going on.
lot of weight on that man's shoulders, and not easy decisions to make. So like he knows he's going to be ramping up to having to switch sides. Like he's making all these alliances and all this kind of stuff, and he knows he's going to have to turn his coat effectively. And then who arrives?
Oh yeah, Ian tells him that
But
Major MacDonald, the sneezer, has arrived.
our good buddy Major MacDonald arrives. Yeah, and he's sneezing. And so then the next scene is where we see Jamie and Major MacDonald in the, I don't know, what do we call that? The drawing room, the whatever room where
The
they,
front study,
the front living room where they host people with their
that paint,
teal
I don't know where they
walls.
got that paint from, because I'm telling you, it was some serious
It's I
I don't know where
how
they found that at all.
at that time in that time
Wilmington
frame,
had a sale that day, because it was just,
yeah,
there's something good happening.
went to Sherwin Williams. I just remember that was their bedroom at one point
Yes.
last season when during the snake bite stuff when he was gonna die. And then yeah, so and then this is where so Ian's outside kind of or he's sitting to the side listening to their conversation, and they're kind of talking about the Cherokee and I think Jamie's trying to get a sense from Major MacDonald if he knows like what has their allegiance been in the past and if he can maybe use that to figure out
Like Jamie's
what
got a plan. He's trying to
yeah
find something out. The
he's
problem is
yeah.
Ian's just
He seems a betrayal a little bit, like
but he's also, yeah, that's the thing too. He doesn't have the experience that Jamie has. And he doesn't know where Jamie's coming from. He can't
doesn't get
understand
it.
it.
Yeah.
He doesn't get the rationale behind it. And he also doesn't know about the future. So he has no
Yeah.
idea
He
what's
doesn't
going
know.
on here, but he sees it as, yeah, he sees it as his uncle is being
Why are you
ignorant to
being
his
like
needs
this?
and what he's trying to explain to his, yeah, exactly.
Kind of like these are our friends. Like, why are you being like this? Like, I don't get
But he
it.
steps in, and that's not so good.
Yeah, well, and basically, Jamie doesn't make the request to Major MacDonald, but he does say they seem undecided, but their big concern right now is settlers coming into their land, and Major MacDonald is clearly allergic to Adzo and is not having a good time. But he doesn't tell them that Chief Bird requested that they want more guns. And Ian really, like, Ian's like giving him the look of like, what are you doing? And then Major McDonald walks out of the room. And then, yeah, like you said, so this is where Ian kind of
He's like, this
challenges
wasn't
him.
your place to
What are
say
you
this.
doing?
Because he did interrupt them. He
He,
said, this
oh, he
wasn't,
said
he
something too.
interrupts
Yep.
them. And Jamie's like, this wasn't your place that, for you to do that just now. Like, let's not, you're getting older, you're an adult, but don't forget I'm your uncle. Like, knock it off.
Well,
Like,
and I'm effectively the laird of this
yeah,
land.
so
Like,
don't even go there with me, like overstepping
respect.
yourself. Yeah.
Yeah. And but this is where Ian, he tells Ian, he's
And so he has
saying,
a better understanding.
those that are loyal to the crown will lose, and I don't know what side the Cherokee will be on. The Cherokee will take. And Ian's like, but we know that, like, they're friends, they're family, and he's like, be very careful with this information. Because and then this is where he's saying too, like, there will come a time where I have to change
I
sides,
just don't know when that is. Yeah.
and he says, be careful with this information. Like, basically, in my experience, it can be a heavy burden kind of to know, and you have to be very careful with it. You can't be irresponsible with
Yeah.
it. And then this is where we, Jamie, Claire, Jermaine are walking up to the
Honestly,
funeral.
the comedy in this episode in general, like, it's just
Just
every time you turn around.
next
Oh,
level, and we can
Granny,
see.
good old Granny Wilson.
Yep. And well, and they're like, damn, look at this church already. Like, shit, they're gonna be ready for a steeple soon. Like, they got that up quick. They walk in. Germain is like, keeps pulling on Claire's skirt because he sees
The
Granny
breathing
Wilson
and Granny
start
Wilson's moving
breathing.
around a little.
And she's like, shh, shh. And then the third time, she's like, do you need to go outside to go to the privy? He's like, no, look.
And you know what? Why? See, what bothers me about these fisher folk is why would they think it has anything to do with Claire? She should have maybe just stood back or something. But like, she was
But
checking to see the
that's
lady because she woke
not
up.
her
She's
nature.
a healer. So if the lady woke up, she's checking her. I don't understand why they just, these are so superstitious.
Well, and if there's, but like, and if
They'd be
there's,
calling her over anyway, though. They'd be like, oh, she's awake, Claire.
remember,
Come and see her.
but like, remember, take it even back to season one when they're sort of up in the Highlands and in when they're at, Castle Leok and all that kind of stuff after they're married, and the superstitions
Oh,
about
the baby in the
the.
tree and all that too.
Th that about Thomas Baxter and the I almost called it Gillyweed, which is from Harry Potter. The what was it that he ate?
Lily of the Valley, what do you eat?
Lily of the Valley and was ill, and the absolute superstition of rather than looking at it like he ate something that's making him ill,
They
I
think it's
can
like the
fix
devil doing
it.
it or something.
And it's the steep it's and Galis tries to explain this to her. Jamie tries to explain this to her of like, you don't understand. You don't understand. A lot of these people are so sheltered. They haven't seen, although most of the fisher folk have probably traveled across the ocean, we could imagine. But it's not like they've been exposed to, the big cities, and
Yeah, they have no idea what's going on.
they have not received a high level of education, or they
They're also extremely
only.
shocked this lady just sat up. I think we all would be, really, to be honest.
Yeah, and so it's a lot of obviously deep religious superstition, and which as much as we balk at back then, it still exists today in certain sort of religious cultures with just the superstitions and demonic possessions and all this kind of stuff. And look how much it's 2025, and look how much access people have to education and science and. And we still get caught up in that now. So people in whatever the hell year we're in now,
So she,
17 something
so
something.
Claire determines that it's an aortic artery, aneurysm, sorry,
Aneurysm, yeah.
an aortic aneurysm, and that she doesn't have much time.
Yeah,
And so
it
the
was
lady's like
made her
awake,
look dead, but she's not dead.
and
But she
she's
will be
like,
dead.
what sort of funeral is this? Am I in a barn? And where's my brooch? And are you
Catch
that cheap that you didn't, like, do a proper funeral
catching
for me
them
and all this?
cheap out, yeah.
Yeah. And then they start to bicker a bit. And then Roger's like, enough, enough of this.
Yeah, and this is where the Sin Eater arise. Sin Eater looks
Well,
rough
he
and
tells them that
creepy
she
as
doesn't have
hell.
much time. He's like, listen,
Yep.
stop this right now
You don't have
because
much time.
this is temporary. And he's like, you're alive. And she goes, what of it?
Yeah, and what of it? Basically,
Love
still
her.
do a
She's
job
like,
while you eat my sins or whatever.
yeah. She's like, go about your business, sir.
So yeah, and Hiram pays him, and then it just like hasn't been paid yet, and it's like. Well, it didn't make sense to Pam before the work was done.
She's like, okay. And then she's
Oh,
like,
my time.
you're a good lad. You're a good lad.
Yeah, and
And
it
then
turns from comedic, this like
just
weird
the
farce, to
heartwarming.
like quite
Yeah.
sad and heartwarming very quickly. But you can tell that a lot of the fisher folk and the people in there are like, what the hell? And are immediately looking at, and it's not just Claire in that moment. They would have known her reputation. The fact that she is like a physician or whatever already makes them suspicious of her,
Well, yeah.
because most doctors were men back then, physicians, surgeons were men back then, and any woman that dealt in that automatically was like, oh, you're dealing in dark arts and magic. So they're going to be naturally suspicious of her, but Claire doesn't give two shits. When someone needs her help, she's going to jump in.
Well, and then he at the end, he says, it's John 11. I'm trying to. It's John 11, 25 that he speaks to the congregation at the end. I don't, it's the King James version. I don't have that version, but it's,
We
yeah.
know
I
I
am the
definitely don't
resurrection.
have a
I am the
version.
resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die. And then, so, but that's the, it's the believeth and the this and that. And it's a different version. And so, yep, he ends that. You can see where Roger's sort of headed. It's a bit of foreshadowing of what, you know, the role that he's going to fill on the
Yeah.
ranch for a while.
Absolutely. And so then from there, we're back at the big house, and now it's like dinner time, and this is where Roger and Bree and Marcely, no Fergus, and Jamie and Claire are kind of all having dinner, and Mrs. Bug is being nosy. Oh, is Mr. Fraser not joining us? And Marcely's like, no, busy at the still.
Gosh.
Thanks, Mrs. Bug.
And then
Mind
Brianna's
your
like, I have
business.
some great news. They're like, a baby. Like, right.
Poor Bree.
Bree's like, no, like, just there's other things women could do. Okay, calm down.
My favorite. Who says it? I think it was like it was either Marcella or Lizzie immediately. It's like, you're with child, and they're all like, oh my God. And Jamie stands up and he's like, this is blessed news. And she's like, no. I hate to disappoint everyone.
No, she talks about the matches, I think, and even Marcely makes it worse because she's like, I've never had trouble starting a fire
She, the
before.
way she says it too, she goes like the smile. She's like, oh, you know, I never really had trouble starting a fire before, putting one out. And then Lizzie's like, putting one out, maybe. She's trying to explain how it,
She's just
you
like,
know,
you
it's
guys are.
easy and it's portable and you just strike it and you don't need, and then she's like, oh, well, sorry. Basically, sorry to like disappoint.
And Claire's like, oh, it's lovely, darling. It's great, or whatever.
Yeah, and Jamie takes it and examines it and is like, oh, these matches, oh no, yes, Eliana, these matches will be very, very helpful. He's like trying to make her
Probably like,
feel
not as
better.
helpful as a baby, but like this.
But yeah, but you know, very helpful. And then this is where Roger mentions that Tom, you know, said to him that he wants him to preach on Sunday as a lay minister. And Bree, you could see a bit of like tension between him and Bree, because Bree's like, well, you're not a minister. And he's
Yeah.
like, well, neither is Tom. Like, but I know what I'm doing,
Well,
and
then
I would
Jamie's like,
just.
I'm glad you're doing it and not Tom because I don't want him to do it. And then Claire's like, well,
Yep.
I'm not really allowed back in there because they think I'm a witch.
Yes. Well, and this is where you can see Jamie's
Jamie
antenna
is,
is so
yeah.
up. Like, he doesn't react, but he's so up, because he says, yeah, like he says, I'd rather it be you than Tom. I've seen him stir up trouble with his beliefs. And then when Claire says the whole, I was told not to darken the
Jamie
doorstep and
was
they
like
think I'm
right
a
away,
witch,
alarm bells. He's like
you can,
not
yeah.
playing, not gonna be dealing with that. Like,
And everyone else is like, are you not worried about that? She's like, it's not as if it's the first time I've heard it. Like, her and Jamie have been through this specific scenario many times,
yes.
but
And so he's like, we're not doing this like
he's
again.
concerned. Yeah, because he knows Tom. He knows the religious sort of fervor
Red
that can
rhetoric, yeah.
happen. So he's clocked that sort of immediately. And then this, and then, you know, everyone's just sort of talking. Then Marcely kind of like screams out in pain, and she says,
Not
like,
the same, it's different this time.
it's different. Something's wrong. Like, this isn't her first rodeo. She's had quite a few babies by this point. And she says, Claire, like, something's wrong. And so we cut to, you know, they're in the surgery, and Claire is trying all these different things to
Well,
try
she's
to get
worried
the
and
service to
she's
open.
talking to Jamie about this at first.
Yeah,
He's like, "Well, what do you mean? Like, are you?"
the baby's not coming. The cervix isn't opening. So the baby, like, it's been
Yeah.
hours. And she's like, that's quite concerning that, like, there's no movement now.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like you said, Jamie's like, I can tell you're a little worried. And then that's where she kind of
Like, where's
explains to
well, she's
him.
like, "Where's Fergus?" And so she's like, "I want to know where he is."
Well, yeah, because well, be and like it was because like Jamie gets really frustrated with Fergus too because she explains like the baby's not coming, and if the baby doesn't come, like it's in distress, it can be a problem. I can do a cesarean to save the baby, but in that day and age, that is a death sentence for the mother.
Yeah,
So he's
yeah.
realizing that that would kill Marsley, and then that's where Jamie's like, "Where the hell is Fergus?"
And then she explains to him what she heard from Marsley earlier in the day, and he was like, "You don't think that
Of course, he feels guilty.
I feel guilty every day of my life, right? I give that we couldn't save you." And she's like, "There's nothing you could have done." And I have this little bit
Like,
of a like
and he's like, "Do you think
thing.
that makes any difference?" Yeah, because she's like, "Oh yeah, he feels guilt and
I
shame."
curse
He's like,
myself
"Well,
every day for this or whatever, that we weren't
yeah,"
there.
because Jamie's like, "Well, yeah, of course he does," and she's like, "What?" Like, it's like new news to her. She's like, "What?" And he's like, "Well, of course." And so then this is where he kind of
Mal and
gives
Bree
her.
like pop in there, and then he gives her a quick kiss and like leaves to go figure out about.
He's gonna go try to track down. He's gonna send somebody to search for Fergus. And then this is where I've been hard on Roger in
I love this scene.
particularly season 4.
Roger's not playing here. He's really
But
steps up.
yeah, he goes to the cabin to get Fergus and is really like giving him a reality check, like basically like step up, man, pull yourself together. Your wife needs you. And he's like, "Oh, there's nothing I can have to do with this part." And he's like, "There's something wrong. Like, get your shit together
Yeah.
and go to your wife."
Now, like he's like, now, this is enough.
Basically. And he's like, "And if you can't pretend, like fake it.
Yep.
This isn't about you right now. Let's go." And I was like, "Yes, Roger. Good
Yes.
on ya." And now we're back in the surgery and, Marsley is lying in one of the beds and she's sort of talking to
Talking to Adzo about possibly,
don't let Claire do an autopsy on her if it happens. And that's where she says, I trust you so much, Claire, but I know what you look like when you're
when you're
worried.
worried.
And she asks for like a piece of paper because she wants to write to her mother because she truly thinks that
She won't make it.
you won't make it this time. And Claire, is, "I will do everything in my power to make sure that that doesn't happen. But if it would, kind of put you at ease, yeah, of course, like please write."
And as she goes to do that, Fergus,
Fergus
I just.
arrives.
For a little bit of interesting,
Yes. And this is not
can say that never
something.
happened at any of my three births. So, like, I don't know.
This was not something I've ever heard of. I didn't know that this was maybe ever a thing.
Well, I can see why that would be helpful, but we
Yeah.
will not get into the
We're all
anatomy
good.
of it.
But he basically arrives and he's like, "I'm here, like I'm here, it's okay." And she's saying, like, "I think I'm gonna die," and he's like, "You always think you're gonna die." And she's like, "No, but this time I really mean it."
And then he's like caressing her, trying to like get her to calm
Yeah,
down.
she says, and then she says, like, "The baby needs to come quickly." And then that's when he's like, "You might have not have seen of this fuck, what does he call Milady,
Lady?
Milady. I almost
Yeah.
said Madame. You might not have seen this. You might not have seen this before, Milady. But it was something that basically he learned when he was a kid. Forget it.
Brothel.
Forget this child grew up in a brothel. That when the ladies would,
Help each other
they would
out.
do this with each other, basically suck on each other's nipples. And Claire's like, "I'm gonna leave you two.
She's like, "I've heard of this, but I'm just gonna go now."
Yeah, I'm gonna leave you two alone." And they kind of start making out, and she's like, "All right, this is my cue. Bye."
And then,
That's where we cut to Malva, Jamie, Claire, and Brie
oh
sitting
my gosh,
across,
like,
having some
he is
tea.
so hilarious because he's like, "Is the last safe in there with him?" And Claire's like, "Oh yeah.
I didn't,
Don't you worry."
I didn't know the man had much to do with this part.
And she's like, "Well," and she's like, "Not really." And then he starts to put two and two together as to
Well,
what's going on. They can
they can
hear. They're
hear
both
them,
loud.
and then Jamie's like, "Well, if that's what the little
The wee
bugger,
bugger's
the wee
doing.
bugger's doing, like, I think
I've
I
got
got some
some posts that need
post.
sorting. And Bree's
Agreed.
like, I'm gonna go for a walk. And then
Yep,
Claire's just
yep.
like, you guys,
She's like,
Claire is just, she's like Dr. Ruth, okay? She knows what's going on. She can tell
nothing
you about Annie.
phases
Nothing
her.
fazes this woman. So,
Nothing.
for the Canadians, she's Sue Johansson. This is how it is,
Yes.
right? So,
So it's just her and Malva left, and they're like eating some brownie cake thingamajigger. And what is it? And this is where,
well, Malva's curious because Malva's
yeah.
kind of like, are they doing what
Yeah.
I think they're doing? And she was like, yes, they are. That's what's going on right now.
And it's like
And
some women
I thought she was
like
hurting
it.
her at first. She's like, it sounded like she was in pain at first.
And she
And
was
she
like,
goes, but
no.
that, yeah, some women like,
Some women like it.
and she's like, oh yes, some women enjoy whatever, the pleasure or whatever. And
Yeah.
she's like, for sinners, whores? And she's
Whores.
like, no.
Which is so
I know it's sad.
sad,
I know.
right?
There's no
Because
healthy concept of what that is at
no,
all.
and I mean, it's so common for the time. And again, it's just like that steeped in religion and the like sort of the extremism of it, right? And just the that it is to procreate and that is it. And if you find pleasure, it is not for pleasure. And if it is, you're a sinner and a dirty whore and that kind of stuff. And so it's like a whole new world to Malva. Like she has no concept of this. And that's where Claire kind of explains, like, well, you know, when you love somebody, you want to give them pleasure and you want to make them feel good. And this is like clearly something that Malva has like never heard before. And Claire clocks that. It's kind of like a different version of when she had to give Mary the talk in season two.
Mary, I believe we need to have a little talk.
Darling, he doesn't. Your husband doesn't trouble you
Trouble
down
you
there
in that
in
way.
that way. Stick his thing up there.
Yeah, she's like, they don't do that
Where
where
I
I come
come
from.
from,
And Louise is like, from the moon?
where is that? The moon? Oh, poor Mary.
I know.
Oh
I
man,
miss good
just
old Mary.
oh God.
Yeah.
And then from here, this is okay. So this is where Ian is in the stables, and he's sort of saying a prayer, for Marsley and for the baby, and Bree kind of enters, and he kind of has some questions
Yeah,
for
he asked her
Bree.
about the future of the Cherokee and what happens.
Yeah, and
Like
what
the future in
happens
general of yeah.
of the native people,
Yeah.
and it's really he gets a real dose. It's just really messed
He just
up.
tries to tell him that, yeah, that even though it doesn't really matter at this point what side they're necessarily going to be on,
Yeah,
Jamie needs to know. But like in the end, they will lose
they'll lose their land.
regardless of who wins. Yeah.
They'll be settlers will continue to come. They will be pushed off of their ancestral homelands. They will be killed. They will get sick with disease. And it's still actually, she even says, like, in her time, it's still not like better. Like, they're still not sort of being treated fairly. And that seems like fairly devastating to Ian, knowing like that this is the fate
Well,
that is
and then we
coming.
find out he discusses why later.
Yes, totally. And then Lizzie pops up and says, like, the Baron's coming, the Baron's coming. And so we're sort of back in the surgery, and Claire and Malva are in there with Marsley, and
And
then
she's, yeah.
outside we've got Jamie and Fergus, who have been waiting and pacing, and Ian and Bree kind of enter, and you can hear Claire being like, oh!
Yep.
Sounds
And then all of a sudden,
horrible.
the crying.
And everyone takes a big, you can see the
Yeah.
relief on everyone's face when they hear that cry, that baby cry.
Yeah.
And Jamie says, like, Papa,
Yeah,
like
go
you go
on.
in, go on in.
And you can hear Claire and Fergus whispering something, and like there's French happening and.
Yes, and so she hands, so Claire sees, clears off the baby, hands the baby to Fergus for the first time, and he's like, hello, talking, and then yeah,
Starts to hit him.
this realization. And what is the French term that he says? Can you remember?
He's trying to say
It's
that he's
dwarf.
small. Yeah,
Yeah,
but he's saying he's small. He keeps saying like he's.
it's the French term for dwarf or whatever, which I suddenly has slipped my mind. Anyone that is French that is listening to me is
I mean,
like, bruh. But
Yeah.
he's saying that, and Marcy's like, "What? Like, what's wrong? Like, what's why? What's wrong?" And then that's where he turns, and we see the baby's face, and he says, "Like, the baby's a dwarf." I wanted to say Nuff, but that doesn't sound right because that's nine. I'm thinking of like Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, and like the name of it is like Blanche de something something. Anyway,
Well,
my
it's not like it's nine name,
name.
like,
Oh, okay.
but
I
he
knew it was
says
an
other, he
N.
says small. He keeps saying like, oh, small, like he's
Mean.
talking, and then
Yeah.
she looks at him and warns him, Fergus, like that's sort of like a
More of
subjective
like
touch.
a compose
Calm
yourself.
down.
Like it's
Yeah,
still your baby.
exactly. That
He's
touch of like
okay.
mom sound is very like
Yeah, for well,
Fergus.
and then it was a sad, like
Yeah,
Fergus.
like I'm
Like
begging you not to do this. Yeah.
don't like it's okay, don't do this. Like Fergus. Like, come on, it's okay. But he's really upset, hands the baby to Marcelly and kind of storms out. And we can see that the baby is born with dwarfism.
And once again, they don't understand that this is not something that would have.
No, they have no idea probably what that is at the time. But Claire explains to Marcelly that,
He's
he's
perfectly healthy.
perfectly healthy, right? So this would probably explain why the labor was so challenging, because
His head is
his
larger.
head
Yeah.
would be bigger, so she was having a much harder time getting him out.
Yeah.
And then this is where we are back with Roger and Bree in their cabin. They've tucked Jemmy in.
Yeah.
Bless the, I don't know which of the two boys it was that was acting, but when kids like pretend to sleep and they close their eyes really tight and you could see their eyelashes, their eyes fluttering?
Yeah.
Bless them. But this is where, they're talking about the matches and she's kind of bummed that nobody really cares. And this is where we find out like that they actually have been trying for a second child, and it just kind of hasn't happened yet. So she's like, Roger's kind of like, "Are you bummed that like they weren't excited about the matches, or is it that we've been trying and it hasn't happened yet?"
Yeah.
And we get a little knock at the door.
Oh, and Aiden has come in because he's lost his way.
Yes, and so Aiden is Amy McCallum's son. Yeah, he's like, "I was out collected. What is he? I was out collecting something, and I got lost." And so Roger's like, "Oh, I was okay. I'll walk you home. I
He
was
does
gonna
like the
go that
magic
way."
trick with the matches.
I gotta say, Roger bugs me so many times, but like,
But yeah,
this is a good
he's
episode for him.
really
Like,
good. Yeah.
yeah, because he is like hyping up his wife. Like, he's like, "Oh, you want to see a magic trick?" And like,
My wife, yeah, it's
shows him,
science.
my wife is a genius. And Aiden's like, "Oh my gosh, it's like the coolest thing you've ever
Yeah.
seen."
Yeah.
And then this is where, so it's the morning, and we can see that Mr. Bug, like they're loading a
And
wagon,
Kezi
and
are
yeah,
off to
Cuzzy
some
and Mr.
journey to
Bug
the
are going into
Well,
town to
there's other
Cross
things
Creek.
being sent back and forth from that
Wonder
area.
if that will come into play later. Oh my God, and more weird flirting. But so last episode, I think it was Lizzie and maybe Josiah.
Now it's
Now it's
Kezi
Lizzie and
and
Kezzy, and we're like, okay,
it's coming. I
stop
feel it coming. It's coming.
flirting in front of everyone. And then this is where, so they ride off, and Jamie kind of looks over and sees the chief bird and some of the
How
Cherokee
the
men
Cherokee are there.
are standing there, which could be a little intimidating. He's like, "Oh, hello."
Or he said,
And
welcome, right away off the bat. He's like,
yeah,
welcome.
he's like, "Welcome, can I help you?" And basically, Chief Bird has come to check to see if the request was conveyed. And Jamie shares that no, he did not convey the request, and Chief Bird is none too pleased about it. And I can't remember what he says, but they kind of like walk away.
He
And
said, I think it's for the best. He keeps trying to say to him, I don't feel like it's a wise decision right now.
Chief Bird's like, okay. So not great vibes between Jamie and Chief Bird at the moment. And then he basically says to Ian, like, "Speak your mind, lad. I can feel it. I know you've got something to say." And yeah, Ian just really doesn't agree. And he's basically is like, "Brianna told me of all the injustices that they're gonna face. Like, they deserve they deserve to be able to protect themselves.
Yep.
And when Jamie's like, well, we can't, but and he's basically like, well, I'll find a way to help them. So that's like, I'm sure Jamie's like, great. Awesome. And then we have Jamie sitting on the porch and it's like raining out and
Cleaning out a gun
he's like, oh, right.
or
He's
doing
cleaning out.
something.
Yeah. He's cleaning one of his pistols or something. And Bree sort of approaches and sort of says, oh, you look like a man with the weight of the world on your shoulders.
They
Funny
get a
you should
whole
say that, Bree.
conversation about, a conversation about how like men need these weapons and.
Yes. Well, and then they she also tell they also talk about the how the church is Tom's almost got the church done and he's going to be building and he's like, oh, I guess they should be building a steeple. And Jamie says a church in Tom Christie's hands can become a weapon of war. So that's like another thing to add to
He
his
needs to book it
plate.
over there and have a conversation, which is what he does.
Yep, which is exactly what he does. So it's still being built and he goes right over and he asks to
Says it
speak
needs to be
with
a meeting
Tom.
house.
Yeah, exactly. And he's sort of
Freemason's
like,
vow.
he brings up the Freemasons. He's like, we've come a long way since the Freemasons, but have you forgotten your vow? Let this be a meeting house
He
instead of a
goes for
church.
everyone. I think he means like, don't you dare.
Every man, woman, and child is welcome.
And then he mentions her because he's
Yep.
like,
He's like, it doesn't matter if you're Protestant or you're Catholic, every man, woman, and child. And he says, Tom says, every man, woman, and child, eh? Okay. And then that's where Jamie says, my wife, too. And if I ever hear of anyone accusing her of witchcraft again, he stares like Jamie's not fucking around. Like,
Yeah, he's
Tom
like, that person's toast, whoever that is going to say
knows. Yeah.
something.
Yeah. Well, and because he knows that, while Tom doesn't have control over a thing, he has great influence over the fisher folk, and is basically like, I'm putting you on notice. If you f feed this shit, it's a problem. If you hear your folks talking
Talking
like
about this,
this,
it's a problem, and you better
the
do something
problem,
about
you
it.
shut this shit down. Like, do not sort of feed this. And now this is where, oh, and I forgot. God, it's such a dick measuring contest between these two because Tom is immediately clearly annoyed because he feels like he's been put in his place by Jamie.
Yeah.
And he storms sort of in his tent and he's pissed off about it. And he goes to get
The
some of
milk
the
is
milk and
sour.
it's soured or it's curdled or whatever. And he gives Malva shit about it because it turned because she wasn't taking care of it. And he's like, oh, because you were busy with Mistress Fraser, you and your wild fancies with
I come to
women
the
in
land of milk and
science.
honey, and I have nothing. It's spoiled, and you're just like your mother, and all this
Exactly.
craziness.
Well, and it's showing us like the jealousy that Tom has for what Jamie has built.
Yeah.
And the t jealousy he always has seemed to have this inherent jealousy of Jamie and how much men respect him and follow him and how much of a leader he is.
Yeah.
And he's so threatened by it. And again, there's always this like moral superiority. Right, like he feels he is a better, like he's Protestant, he's better, he's a better follower of the Lord than this, guy over here, right? So now he's like he's all mad and he wants to give Malva the strap, and makes her like lift up her skirts to do it, and Malva for the first time talks back. She goes, "But I didn't do anything," and he's like, "Now I won't ask again."
And then when
And
she
I don't
realizes he can't, she gives
know.
him like this
Yeah, because
devilish look.
this hand that Claire offered to fix, he's really starting to lose the function of it. And so then he sort of get ye gone. And so now this is where we cut to Ian is visiting Marsley and the baby at Fergus and
And he
Marsley's
says a blessing
house.
over to over him.
Yeah, and this is where we find out the
And Jamie
name.
finds out too.
Well, and this is where we find out the name that they've given the baby. Henri Christian. And Jamie arrives and it's funny because I'm like, how much would you? I guess they don't really have a glass in their windows, but he's like outside and they're
Yeah.
inside and he's like listening. Very COVID season, but he's like outside and he's listening. And this is where he hears Ian tell Marsley that he did have a child that
Yeah,
died.
with his Mohawk wife, yeah.
And this is where This is where the audience finds that
Did
out.
he say though it, but the baby died? He said, I had a child. Did he actually say that? Because then he went
Maybe
back
I'm
to Claire and was
inferring.
like, they find out after. It's the next episode,
Right. Yeah, he said like
I think.
because he said
So they
I
think this
had a
child's
child.
alive. Like they're like, oh, he has a child somewhere.
Well, but he does say it in a very somber
Yeah.
tone, so you might be able to
Could be
infer
anything.
that
Yeah.
something happened to that child. So you're right, maybe I was just like inferring, but he said like I did have a child. And now this is where Tom, all
Walks up
pissed
in the
off with his
snow,
hand.
by the way, to the porch.
Yep, and Claire is outside like sweeping the porch. And he decides that he's decided he wants Claire to fix the hand. And she's like, oh, like change your mind. He's like, well, God brought you to me for a reason. And I'm like, you son of a bitch, it's because you can't beat your daughter now.
Ugh.
And
And
this
then
is
she's like, well,
like,
you're not having it right now. You're not ready.
yeah, you need for the other hand to heal. But it's just like it's so interesting to see the way that the will of God can be manipulated to justify whatever suits him, right? Whatever suits his will suddenly becomes, oh, well, God wills it and God brought you to me for a reason. Really, right? So, and we can see the danger with that, right? And so basically once his other hand heals, then she's like, then come back to me. And so now it's the last scene, and it's nighttime. Jamie is in like his office or his
There's a
study
hilarious
room
behind this, like hilarious blooper
where
from that, where
that
he tries to
fucking
seal the letter, and
thing
she's like,
won't,
"It was a thing of beauty until this
right up
happened."
until it wasn't, like it just won't stay closed when he does the seal.
The seal,
But
yeah.
yeah, he's there and he's like writing a letter, and you know they're ready for bed, and Claire comes downstairs and she gives him a kiss on the head. And he is basically writing a letter to the governor, to pass on the request, and not just their request, his recommendation, saying that they should be given guns and weapons. And Claire's like, why the change of mind?
Yeah, then he explains that what Ian said, what he overheard him say, and then he's like, Ian's,
Said he had a child,
and so he has a duty to them, and like he has
and
allegiance to them, and I have one to him.
I have one to him, and you know they are his family, and my allegiance is to him. And I can't remember which one of them say it, but it says, "Okay, like we're gonna do this, come what may."
Yeah.
Like you know, kind of, we'll see what happens. And that's the end of that episode, friends. So yeah, a lot
Well, that's every time
happens.
I was just like, geez, it's been a while since I rewatched one like on its own.
Yeah.
And so it's like, oh, that all this happened in one episode?
Yeah,
Gee.
a lot of things happen in one episode.
I mean, my MVP of this episode was Claire because she was everywhere. She's got so much going on and she's fixing hands and she's going to see Marcelly. She's delivering babies. She's talking to, talking to counseling Malva. She's, having her own issues that she's trying to deal with amidst all of this.
She's smashing the
Oh yeah,
patriarchy.
that's right. And so she
Like,
just so much is happening with her. So she's my MVP of
totally.
this episode.
And not that like Lisa and I are gonna agree every week, but I kind of feel like that because we both
We're
said
definitely
Jamie.
gonna say other things, don't worry.
Yeah, but we both said Jamie last episode, and I do have to agree. I feel like it was Claire this episode, for all of the reasons that you said as well, like just the saving Marcelly's life, delivering the baby
Even
safe.
the granny, she was checking her over. She's
Yeah,
everywhere.
and just being unflinching in the face of so much judgment and bullshit, and how hard that would be when you come from a time where it was different.
Yep.
Again, not like the 40s, 50s, and
So
60s
frustrating,
were
though.
amazing for
She left
women.
the 60s. Yeah, like she left like the late 60s.
Yeah, but and I mean, we know she still faced so much sexism then, so much, like. You know what I mean? In the 60s, could women even have a bank account? She probably the only reason she had independence is because her husband died and she was a widow. Probably
Yeah.
was the most freedom she had had in her life. R.I.P. Frank. But like still being a woman of science and medicine, and logical thought
And
to,
encouraging her daughter to be a woman of science, like this is, in this time.
despite the hell that she paid at the end of last season because of that, when all she wants to do is help people, right? Because it is her calling, right? It's her nature, and she's still unflinching in the face of all of that shit. And just absolutely doesn't cower to Tom, does not cower to men, as much as trouble as it brings her. Even like, what did Wendigo say to her in the finale? Like, you don't act afraid of men. You should act. You ought to act more
More
afraid,
afraid.
right? And maybe sometimes for her own safety, gotta. But that's she. That but then she wouldn't be Claire, and that's why we love her.
That's right.
That's why she's our Claire, and that's why Jamie loves her. Quite honestly, that man fell in love with her the first night when
She's
she
like ordering
was
everyone around.
cursing at him. So yeah, I think I have to agree that she's sort of my MV, whatever we're calling it, MVP, MVC, whatever we're calling it, most whatever.
Valuable
She's
character, yeah, MVC.
MVC, the most valuable, not to be confused with MPC.
Oh,
But
yes.
yeah, most valuable character probably, or kind of like the standout. And we will try to be more creative than Jamie and Claire this season, but
Oh, yeah, for
it
sure.
is
But
what
this
it
is just pretty
is.
obvious.
Yeah, it's just how the cookie crumbles. Although honorable mention to Roger, because he did step up in quite a few key moments, this episode. Like, he was a good brother-in-law, kicking Fergus in the ass when he needed it. He was hyping up his wife. He was calming some of the fervor during that religious ceremony, during the funeral. He has a good knack for that. Honorable mention for sure. If you were to give it your, what are we doing? Gram ratings? What's your gram rating out of 5 grams? I don't even
I
remember.
like this a lot, 4.5.
Okay, so to higher, what did you give last one? A four? I
Did
can't.
I don't think so.
Or was it lower?
I've got to have been.
I am gonna make my own rules and do 4.3
Why?
strands.
Why? What?
Because I'm trying to, like, if I go too high, then I have nowhere to go. I think four was, I do think, after watching, I do think I enjoyed it more than the first episode.
Oh, hands down, I enjoyed it a lot more. You know what it is? I do love the humorous phrasers. I love humorous things when they, especially, yes,
There's a
there's a
lot of
lot of
fun moments.
seriousness, there's a lot of heartbreak, there's a lot of heartwarming things, steamy things, whatever. But I do love the humor. Like,
For
and
sure.
that's the thing. I think that's what's lost from the parts of the books that I have read. A lot of the humor
Deeply hilarious.
is really funny.
Well,
And
and
so
I feel like the biggest obstacle they have is because with the books, we're in for most of it anyway, until we get into around book seven is where it really starts to get a lot of other perspectives. But
in her head, yeah.
we're in her head. So when she's having sarcastic thoughts and
It's to
comments,
herself. She's not saying
it's
it.
funny, and it's really, so it's not things that she's saying out loud, right? And so it's hard to do that on screen when you're not doing like a first person narration. So I get the challenge of like translating that. But I when they do have the moments to like to sort of translate that levity and the banter and the comedy, it is needed, especially because the show can be so heavy at
Yeah,
times.
I thought that was, yeah, that's one of the things I really liked about it. And I liked that it flowed. It flowed. There was none of this like, oh, hurry up to the next scene,
Yeah,
right?
it was
Yeah,
pretty
it was pretty on the
savvy.
ball. Yeah, with the transitions.
Do you have any sort of, top like standout moments or scenes from this particular, or even whether it's scenes or different aspects? So right at the top, you mentioned that you really loved the cinematography, especially of like the opening
Absolutely.
scene. Was there anything else that?
Well, they also have, well, there's a scene with there's a little quick shot of like Lizzie on the lawn. You just get a bit of a view of what's going on at the
On
ridge.
the
And so
ridge.
they do tend to throw that in between scenes with the characters, right?
And it
And you'll
gives,
see a character in the background doing something that's not speaking. And so then it's,
Well, and it really gives you a sense of the growth of the ridge, just like how much it's developed Like they've come such a long way from
Well,
season four, where it was
this meeting
just.
house church is furthering the story, and they've come a long way with building it already.
Yeah, and there's
And
so many more settlers, there's so many more
you're
people.
meeting Hiram Crombie and these people, and you're seeing all the other,
Yeah.
folks coming
Yeah.
in.
Like Jamie really has tenants now. Like it's its own community. It's its own little self-functioning community, and
And
there
it's moving
was
away from just him and Claire in their home. Like, there's lots
like
of stuff happening,
it's
many
so
moving
different.
parts. And so a lot of people had said when they first watched this that Jamie and Claire are very distant. Oh my gosh, this and this. There's a reason.
They've
They're
got
like,
shit to do
they've
as
got stuff
well.
to
They're
do.
so
They don't
busy.
have time. And you know what? Like, they're not always going to be super, super in sync. And I think that has to lead up into what ends up happening in the final,
Yeah, it's
the
second
second
last
last
episode.
episode,
Yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think they had this like loving banter. They had some intimate moments, like some
Yeah.
nice, but yeah, they're not always going to be like super attached at the hip because they've got so much going on. And yes, they're people say how they're dependent on each other or
Yeah.
whatever, but like he's got stuff to do and
Yeah.
she's busy too. She's got stuff to do.
Well, and their ver and if like if this is their version of a rough patch, pretty ideal. Like I think the worst time between the two of them and their marriage and
Season
relationship was
two.
season two in Paris. Like
Yes.
that
Well, because of how
was
I, th yeah, it's like, it's just very,
brutal.
ugh.
With her being pregnant,
Well,
with
they
the
know neither
political
of them are going
intrigue.
anywhere this time. They have that, like, they have the stability now.
Yes,
So they
they.
can just be.
Yeah, it, yeah, and as much and like, you know, he has probably just as much burden to bury, to carry, sorry, now as he did then. It's just different, like, you
Well,
know,
now he's in
where.
charge of all these people and trying to keep them in line and stuff now. And now he's the Indian agent, and now he's doing these things.
And he knows that he's going to switch sides, and he's trying to straddle
I don't know
that
how this man gets
line.
rest at night. I really
I
don't.
literally don't. I don't either. Like nightmares. But you know, if this is their version of a rough patch, yeah, it's so different. Like, go back and watch Paris in season two, and just how not on the same page they were. And like, but they were young. They were still kind of newlyweds. Like, he had been through this horrific trauma. Wasn't dealing with it in a particularly healthy way either, because no, they didn't know any better. You know what I mean? Like you do the best you can with what you have, right? But yeah, I agree. There's distance, but there's still some really sweet, tender moments.
Well, it's because they each know each other are there. It's like it's a
Yeah, they're not
comfort
going
level.
anywhere.
It's a
Like this.
security and comfort level. But yes, they could they make more of an effort? Maybe, but they're busy. Like, got stuff happening.
They're busy, they're doing things, and they still talk. Like, he still goes to her when he's not sure what to do about the
Yeah.
Cherokee, or you know, and it's nice because he's talking with their daughter about it more now, too. Like, you know, where it is not just because really in Paris, they really just had each other and sort of had Murtaugh, but Murtaugh wasn't really
Well,
in
and
on the
Louise wasn't
secret
really
until the
like much
end.
of Louise didn't know much of anything.
Yeah, but whereas like Bree and Roger are in on it, they know what's going on. Ian knows what's going on. And they have also this family that they need to protect. It's not just them anymore, right? So it ups the stakes. But yeah, I would say yeah, I definitely enjoyed this one more than the sort of premiere. What else? I mean, I mentioned the production. I think the production design on the show is always so
Oh,
good.
yes, definitely.
It's always so top tier. And like I said, just the little nuances and details to just show the progression of the ridge, and how it is growing in scope and size, and the number of people that have settled, and how Bree and Roger's cabin have evolved, and you know, all that kind of stuff, I think is really awesome. And yeah, I don't know that I would say, I'm trying to think if there's like favorite like moments or storylines, because yeah, I don't know. And I'm trying to think if there what I there's not nothing that I can really say like, oh, in the book it went this way and I'm upset that it didn't.
Well, I would have liked, like I said, I told I said this already. I would have
Yeah,
liked
Claire
they
laughing.
just don't have time. Like, for him to come home and explain why he went for her like that.
Yeah.
and have be like, well, actually, there are
Well,
these women at the, but it wasn't Ian that tells her in the book anyways, like that says what happened.
I honestly can't remember the specifics, but I also think
There's no time for it.
it changes the tone and the pace of the scene too, right? Where the scene is he is a man on a mission, and then he needs to have her, and then when they're having their on the floor pillow talk after is when he sort of confides that he's struggling with this decision of what to do for the Cherokee, right? And it's more it changes the function and the tone of the scene if they add that
Yeah,
in.
it just wouldn't have landed.
And there's maybe another version where it totally could have worked, but it's just like that's not the version that they went with. And it's like, okay, fair. It's still a playful scene. She's like, oh, what's brought this on?
Yeah,
Like,
right.
oh, okay.
If you only knew, Claire.
Jesus. I'm sure he told her the story later, just off camera. There's so much. I'm like, yeah, that happened off camera. But yeah, no, it was a great episode, and we're really starting to see the setup of things that are going to be continuing to build in this sort of condensed season. And yeah, I don't know. Any other like sort of like notes or thoughts or no it's so hard because it's like we know what's coming, and I'm trying not to go
Well, they're
there,
laying the
but
groundwork for the Fergus Marsley issues that it's going to come to a head
that's gonna
eventually.
come to a
So
head.
it's going to
Yep.
come to a head. You're getting a view of their
That
issues.
yeah, that did not end in a
And now
very
you've
settled
got
place.
Henri Christian with this,
Cute little bebe.
And so this is all building up to Fergus having a big, meltdown.
Yeah.
And it's going to come to a head in a, an intervention or whatnot. That's, laying
Something's
the
gotta
groundwork.
give.
Yeah. And then also too, even throughout this entire season, you've got the Fisher folk being suspicious of Claire. It's starting. And
Yep, they're setting that up. Tom,
Yep.
the Tom and Jamie of it all, and they're really showing us sort of Tom's I guess I could call it religious fundamentalism, like
Well, and
just
there's something just not right with Melva. And Claire is very kind,
poor
giving,
Alan. Alan
but there's
is sus
something
as
going
shit.
on here. Like it's quite off the right off the bat, this girl is it's a product of her own upbringing, but there's something
Yes.
going on
Yeah.
there.
Yeah.
There's something
Well,
dark.
and it's just I looking back at that scene with her and Claire where she says like what you can like it, some women enjoy it. Not for anyone who isn't gone ahead, I'm not going to spoil things, but it's just like I look back at it now and it's deeply sad.
It is, yes.
Right? And it's just like this poor girl has just been so sheltered and taught to be ashamed of probably her own body, of her own pleasure, like, and not just her,
There's no other
many
woman
young
in the
women at the
house.
time.
It's just her, Alan and her
Well, and
dad.
her mother, the only real woman that has been in her life, has been demonized, right? Has been demonized, told she's evil, she's a witch. I don't see in my head myself. I don't know if that's come out yet, but clearly Thomas forecasted, oh, do you want to end up like your mother? Right, so like clearly that's not great. So it is deeply sad. But that how it be in 17, whatever the hell year we're in now,
Yeah.
70 something. I don't know. But anywho, that is a wrap on episode two.
Yeah. Yeah.
We are cruising along, and so yeah, and so. Thank you for those that have sort of sent a few messages and stuff, just saying, that you're glad the podcast is back and you're looking forward to listening to it.
Oh, very good.
And, thank you for your patience and bear with us, it's a different iteration than it was before. And I think it is going to take us an episode or two to figure out our flow. And I already feel like this felt it flowed better. I feel like it felt better than when we did the first episode. And we're finding our groove, and thank you for being patient with us.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Next week's episode, I'm just
I
trying to.
remember sort of what happens. Could I tell you the name of it? I would have to look, but I remember the gist of what happens. Obviously, I won't spoil or say anything.
Temperance is the
Ah,
title.
yes. We're
Temperance.
going with a lot of one word titles. That seems to be the theme so far this season, but
Yeah.
I don't know if that sticks. No, it doesn't, because I remember seven is called Sticks and Stones. But anyway, anywho, all right. Thank you so much, everybody, for
Yes.
listening.
And ask questions. Tell us what you want to hear. If you want to hear some certain things that you want to hear us talk about, tell us. We
Yeah,
want to
or
hear it.
yeah, totally. And whether we save it for the end or you have about, we can start working it into each episode. I know I still feel like our socials are working on getting back in the algorithm because they were basically quiet for a year. But don't be shy. Don't be afraid to comment or send an email or a DM. I will say I probably check Instagram DMs the most. Really don't check our Twitter much. And I do go on Facebook, but I'll probably be most responsive to Instagram DMs, and email. I tend to try to go in like at least once a week. So yeah, like please, if you have thoughts on episode two or previous episodes in season six, please let us know. Questions, comments, all that fun stuff. We want to hear from you. So,
That's right.
all right, everyone. Well,
Everyone, have a great week.
have a great week. Enjoy the weather. Wherever you are in the world, hopefully it's getting nicer out. And we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.